With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. The National Education Association is spending more than $500,000 to defeat a ballot initiative in Montana's election. The national group made two contributions totaling $528,000 to a ballot committee called Montanans for Fiscal Responsibility, formed to defeat Initiative 181. The initiative, if passed, will issue $200 million in bonds over the next decade for research into brain injuries and illnesses. NEA officials did not return queries for comment. Eric Fever, the head of the state's largest labor union, MEA-MFT, says he solicited the contributions from the national group. Fever says tying up that much money in state bonds would threaten passage of a state infrastructure bill. Initiative proponent Randy Gray says the concerns of the opponents are misplaced. House Speaker Paul Ryan is scheduled to stop in Billings this weekend to campaign for U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke. The Wisconsin Republican will speak to the public Sunday morning at the corporate air hangar at Billings Logan International Airport. The doors open at 9 a.m. American Indian tribes in Washington state are calling on President Barack Obama to overhaul the way the federal government consults with tribes on fossil fuel exports and other projects. The Yakima Nation, Lummi Nation, Swinomish Indian Tribal Community, and Spokane Tribe released a 5-point plan they say will improve the consultation process, protect sacred sites, and provide greater recognition of tribal rights. A former auditor for the Montana's Health Department has filed a wrongful discharge lawsuit against the state. Carol Bondi alleges that she was fired last year in retaliation for reporting the apparent misuse of state and federal funds by agencies receiving grants or contracts. Bondi says when Department of Public Health and Human Service officials failed to act on her concerns, she reported them to the federal government. Health and Human Service officials declined to comment on the lawsuit, which was filed October 18th. Agency spokesman John Ebout noted, however, that an unemployment benefits hearing determined Bondi was fired for misconduct. The hearing found Bondi knew that another employee had emailed personal information to a state legislator without authorization. The hearing also found Bondi refused a request for information from her supervisor. Both employees were fired. New federal rules extending overtime pay protections to millions of Americans are just a week away from taking effect. Some Montanans described the new regulations as a victory for workers. The response from some employers, however, is less enthusiastic. That's according to Small Business Administration regional advocate John Hart.
We've gotten a lot of negative feedback on it, and it will impact business models. It will impact a business owner's ability to continue to operate.
Hart met with about 25 Butte area business owners today to explain the U.S. Department of Labor's overtime rules. Starting December 1st, most salaried workers earning less than about $47,000 a year will get time and a half pay when they put in over 40 hours a week. That's more than double the existing overtime cutoff. Hart's best advice? He says employers must familiarize themselves with the new overtime rules. A link outlining those regulations can be found on our website at mtpr.org. A Helena woman has filed a lawsuit against the Interior Department, who was sexually assaulted by a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service employee in Glacier National Park. The woman's lawsuit alleges she has been subject to retaliation and harassment after making her report. U.S. Fish, Wildlife, and Service Public Affairs Officer Gavin Shire declined to comment today.
I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A new poll shows Governor Steve Bullock and Congressman Ryan Zinke with substantial leads over their opponents. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports on the MSU Billings statewide poll released this afternoon.
Students at MSU Billings polled 590 adult Montanans between October 3rd and the 10th. The 28th survey found Democratic Governor Steve Bullock led his Republican challenger by a 44-32% margin. 20% said they didn't know or had no answer. For the U.S. House race, Congressman Ryan Zinke led 50-31% over Democrat Denise Juneau. 19% said they didn't know or had no answer. And in the presidential race, Donald Trump led Democrat Hillary Clinton 43-27%, with 20% saying they didn't know or had no answer. Montana State University political science professor David Parker says he's surprised by the high number of undecideds.
As for the snapshot in time, I'm not surprised that Trump is in the lead. I'm not surprised that Ryan Zinke's in the lead. He definitely is the favorite to win re-election. And I'm not surprised that Steve Bullock was in the lead earlier in the month. I guess the race could have tightened considerably between then and the Lee newspaper polls, but I think that's rather somewhat unlikely.
The Lee newspaper poll was conducted by Mason Dixon Polling and Research. It was conducted slightly after the MSU Billings poll, but released just over a week ago. It found the gubernatorial race within the margin of error, with Bullock over Gianforte by a slim 2 percentage points. Parker says professional polling firms will ask respondents if they say they're undecided, which direction are they leaning? He says that's not considered leading a respondent to make a choice.
Because most people do lean in one direction or the other.
He says in all three of the races polled, 20% is a high number of undecideds, especially in the gubernatorial and U.S. House races. The MSU Billings poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.